Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
That some philosophy can be dangerous would not be questioned by any knowledgeable student of the Bible or of philosophy. In his great sermon to the Athenian philosophers, Paul showed that the views of the Epicureans and of the Stoics could not stand up to the truth of God's revelation to man. The Athenians worshiped false gods. Paul taught them about the God in whom we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. The God of the Bible, the true and living God, will hold all men accountable for their conduct. For that reason, he demands that all men everywhere repent and turn to him for the forgiveness of sins. Acts 17:30 and 31. We do not know precisely what philosophers Paul had in mind when he warned the Colossians to beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Colossians 2:8. What Paul wrote applies to any philosophy which denies the teaching of Scripture and takes away the hope and faith of mankind. Tragically, so much of modern philosophy denies the supernatural and substitutes man's wisdom for God's. They're like the people of Paul's day, who did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Romans 1:28. Paul's concern for the philosophy which could deceive and lead the Colossians astray probably related to Gnosticism, although that fact cannot be settled beyond dispute. Gnosticism was a worldview which pretended that its followers had special insight into the very mind of God. The Gnostics were the knowing ones. Gnosticism has a strong resemblance to the teachings of the women's liberation movement, especially so-called goddess feminism, to some phases of the New Age movement, and to some of the practices and boasts of the charismatic movement. You probably have heard some of the charismatics say, "God spoke to me in a dream last night." My friends, that is not Bible. That is Gnosticism. God is not speaking to those preachers today. He speaks to men only through His Word. The philosophers who were threatening the Colossian Christians were promoting vain deceit. They were making promises to their followers they could not sustain. Tragically, we are witnessing a revival of this ancient heresy in many modern religious leaders. They promise their supporters that they will be healthy and wealthy when they know or ought to know that those promises are fraudulent. Why do not these religious teachers rely only on the Bible? The reason is very simple. They know they could not get any support from their hearers if they did not make outlandish promises to them. Paul affirms that the philosophy being promoted at Colossae was after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Most of us know that traditions are neutral unless they are forced on those who claim to be children of God. When traditions take precedence over what God has revealed, they must be opposed and condemned. Jesus had that truth in mind when he said to the scribes and the Pharisees, "But in vain do you worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:9. The expression, "the rudiments of this world," referred to the fundamental errors which were being promoted by the philosophers at Colossae. Was there a danger that some of these Colossians would be deceived by the philosophers who were walking after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world? The tragedy was that some were being led away from the truth that is in Christ. If they were led away from Christ, would that jeopardize their eternal welfare? If it would not, there is no point in warning about false doctrine. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.